So hello everyone, this is the Wildcard Study Group meeting. We are very close to publish the report from the working group, so the today's ask would be just finalize the report and clean up the text and hopefully approve it and send it to the CCNSO Council. Am I right, Bart?
I think the steps are first to publish it as a draft so people can have it have a look at it prior to the session. I think it's on Tuesday, and then finalize and then send it. Say if there is no real fundamental comments, send it to the council.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's
so. First of all, we should go through all the document and look if there is some problems or issue in that. So if you don't mind, I would just quickly go through the, let's say, the chapters or parts of the document and let's agree if there is some problem or we think the text is final. So I believe the number one is called issue. It's just the scene setting, right? So there's probably nothing controversial. But anyway, is there something you would like to add to the section, or is it okay for everyone?
Are we going section by section, or are we just doing it in total?
I don't care if you want to make it in total. I don't mind.
I think we should go do it section by section.
Okay. So the scene setting or the introduction to the issue, is there something we feel we should add to that part?
Well, the first part, I don't think we have any issues with it in terms of identifying what the issues are, because this has been presented to the CCNSO during the Nairobi meeting. I think we should maybe focus on the harms list and the recommendation which are the items that we've worked on since Nairobi.
Agree. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so so Hans list is in I have different. It doesn't have number, right? So it's maybe disappear because my open office editing. So
I think one thing that may have comments from that may draw comments from the other CCs is the matrix that we worked on.
Do you think the mapping matrix or
mm-hmm.
the arms list?
The mapping matrix.
The mapping, yeah.
Right. Because some of the CCs may not agree that this would apply to specific CC, and that could be something that I don't know. Maybe we should come up with the mechanism we used to identify which CCs apply to which harms list, or the procedures we used, whatever. So whatever technical, and I know this is just a technical technical classification, and so.
So would you like to go through all the harms and review the...
I'm just thinking that we should emphasize that this is just a technical classification and identify which mechanism we used.
So just to write some sentence before the table that says...
Right, yeah. right.
Okay. Please, Kathy, could you do it somewhere
because,
in your lovely English?
Yeah.
I think that's okay for everyone. Hero? Oh, you are not a member. So we are just three here.
Yeah.
Oh, how big working group we are. true. Ah, sorry.
Thanks, Yangam. Could you just repeat what you said so I can be sure I capture it correctly so I can change the what I've put into the report with respect to how it was done? Thanks.
Yes. Right up to the first part of Item 5, anecdotal evidence of harms with regard to the 7 CCs that were identified. I don't think that there are any issues with that because there's a clearly defined process we went through to come up with this list. The working group looked at, or the study group looked at, whether and how each of the harms list by the ESAC and ICANN staff could be identified at each individual country code engaged in wildcarding. You qualify it by saying that it should be noted that this was not done in a scientific basis, or is there the claim that the tests are exhaustive. But once we come up with that table is basically what everybody's going to be noticing. And I think we need to clearly state which mechanism we used to classify each CCs into which harm to each harms list, and also emphasize that this was just a technical classification and not any and that we're not making any judgments as to whether this is good or bad or desirable or undesirable. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, thank you.
So if we could just include maybe a sentence or so, just emphasizing that, it would help.
Yangam, do you think it would be sufficient to put that in the introductory paragraph prior to the list, or should that be in the list somehow?
I think
itself?
I think we should identify this just prior to the list.
Okay.
Right.
Two other suggestions for readability. Say, if you look at, say, at least the section I have in front of me, you've got, say, introduction and summary as say, a chapter. Then you have wildcarding and harms as a chapter. So if you look at the overall structure, and that's about it, and then recommendations. But maybe it's also easier for readability purposes, that the section called in wildcarding ccTLDs is a separate chapter as well. And then the next one, so this is just a description. And then, so that includes the reasons. And then the final one is anecdotal evidence, harms. So that's the mapping chapter. That's a separate chapter as well. And then the final two are, as they are, recommendations and process. The old bite-sized chunks.
You said, Bart, you said anecdotal harms mapping would be one, and then I zoned out there. What's the next suggested chapter? Recommendations. Oh, okay, that's what we've got in there already. Perfect.
There,
Perfect. Okay, good. Thank you.
And maybe include something like, either in the introduction or as, as starting, so the contact list.
Yes. Content list, sort of a table of contents. We also have Andre's comments, as he mentioned earlier, that he sent a while ago by email with respect to adding a bit more. In the protocol tests, which I agree. Youngham?
Yeah. Yes, I got it.
Okay.
And I saw your final version, and which included what Andres added, and I understand.
Okay.
So, and I think that is that makes the issue a lot clearer.
Yeah, I'll. Well, I would like to, if you agree, I'd like to add the portions you added in this email here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
And then I would like to go through it just one more time, just to make sure it all, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And and then send it to Bart if there's no other comments. I mean, I think that I will just have another hour or two to really edit it to make sure it flows and there's no repetition.
Yeah.
It is clearly marked draft report.
Mm-hmm. Draft report. And this would not be the final report that we submit to the council this time, right? This would be a draft report?
The draft report will go up for to be discussed at the CCNSO meeting. Once that is done, I think you need to take one more step, but that's very simple. You say, okay, we do not need to amend it, then it can be sent to the council as final report.
Okay, great.
So, and then with it, with the final report, whether it's accepted or not, the working group closes.
Okay.
That's more or less the
agreed. Only. Agreed.
Okay, but On the CCNSO meeting, that would be the first time that many people would see the report, so we could expect some comments, possibly.
Yeah, that's why. That's the reason to call it a draft report at the end of the day is the findings of the working group, but you want to make sure that maybe some people have comments and that you're able to incorporate it.
Okay.
And if it takes more time, it takes more time, then you don't submit it, but hopefully we'll be able to submit it.
And I think you're also basing your presentation on our report, isn't that right? The presentation to the CCNSO, yeah. So that'll help walk everyone through it.
That's what Bart was saying, mm-hmm. that we would, during that session, if there are no significant or serious comments about that, we can just finalize it and mm-hmm. we can submit it as a final report. But if some issues come up, then we may have to discuss it a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, clarification. So once we send it to you, you're going to put it up on the CCNSO website? Okay. Gabby will put it up on the CCNSO website. Okay. Okay, I think that's basically it. And I think what Bart suggested with regard to the naming of the sections makes a lot of sense. It makes everything a lot clearer. Right. Mm-hmm. Great. And I think that's basically it.
Can I just double check that you've all read the manner in which I wrote the recommendations? I want to make sure I've really captured what the working group has agreed on, and not I don't want it to be biased in any way. So if you go to the page 12, we have the three recommendations that we've gathered from this group.
Right.
Dialogue, more clear identification, and then the differentiation between the harms. The council may want to consider differentiating between the harms, which are less or more or less desirable than others. That was raised the last conference call we had. So I just wanted to make sure that accurately reflects what everyone agrees upon.
I just wanted to make something clear, which is that what the board asked the CCNSO to do was that the CCNSO provide a report on mechanisms that could be employed to ensure that redirection and synthesis at the top level is effectively prohibited. But the mandate for the study group was that we just do a study. Mm-hmm. And so it is actually up to the CCNSO Council to come up with a mechanism for,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's basically what, our mandate is just to do the study.
Yes.
And it's the job of the CCNSO Council to go further with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's following on that. Maybe it's a suggestion to put it in the recommendation section as an introduction, repeated again, mm-hmm. saying this is within the mandate of the working group is to do some recommendations to the CCNSO Council, or the recommendations are within the mandate of the working or the study group, and they not directly deal with say the board resolution.
Yeah, that's I think very important, because some people maybe could forget what was the mandate of the working group.
It is in the document, mm-hmm. but it's say with regard to the recommendation, it's maybe in other words, but it should be reiterated.
That's the mandate of what the working group did, what a study group.
Terrible.
Should we, okay, I think you're right. I think a sentence or two at the very beginning of the recommendation section will remind the council that that's their responsibility.
Yeah.
And this is something that I, additional information about .kr that I got through consultation or through discussions with them, which is the reason that there's such a high level of IE6 users in Korea is because it was mandated by I don't know how what term I should use for to name that group, but in order to do to conduct online banking or any financial transaction, there was a need for people to install an ActiveX component, which was for many people, for many of the sites, optimized for IE6. And so a lot of people just stayed with IE6 because sometimes when they upgraded to IE7, they couldn't conduct the financial transaction. But as of the end of 2009, that requirement was lifted, and so now we are seeing a market decrease in the use of IE6 or IE overall. So,
do you have some plan in Korea in case that the percentage of IE6 will be very very small?
Of course.
The file counting was just started for a limited time.
Just for the IDN users, right?
I think isn't IE6 at the end of the support? I think there are no security updates or something like that. So that's probably the users should actually move to another browser, I guess.
Yeah, they should, but not many people are actively done that, and some actually stayed with IE6 specifically because many of the sites that had that ActiveX component was optimized for IE6.
Understand.
In the beginning, and so that's why there was such a high percentage.
Should we add a sentence or two to the brief on the Korea, the .kr?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It'll be 20 pages now.
20 pages. So good. Is it all to the document, or do we have some other things we could possibly add?
I think that's basically it.
That's done. Perfect. So Kathy, now it's up to you.
Yes. The weight's on my shoulders. Okay, I will, as I stated, over the next half an hour or hour, I'll just wrap this up, add the portions we discussed today, and just do a final read through for general editing.
Uh-huh. And as soon as I get your final version, I will make the adjustments to the presentation. And
yes.
I will send it to Gabby, try to send it sometime tomorrow morning. Would that give you enough time? Yeah.
Young, we only have 15 minutes at the members' meeting, I just learned. I thought we had longer.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
1:05.
Who made the agenda? Terrible man.
Terrible person.
What? Not so good in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's
half a year of six people working hard.
No, but it's with regard to
say just to make sure that you got the highlights of the report. So probably the recommendations and a bit on what has been done, because say in Nairobi we had the presentations from Bill, we had the presentations from Joel, and in Seoul we had the presentations from Korea. And in the report, there is an update.
I think so.
Now that was, I think, one of the reasons why the program working group decided 15 minutes is enough.
And so, in case there will be some discussion, we could ask people to provide the written comments and we could extend a little bit.
Or go to one of the, say wildcarding study group members present.
Maybe, yeah.
Then they always can send an email to us.
But I think maybe this time, instead of talking about, I mean, overall what the study group is about and so on, we can kind of really briefly skim that because we talked about it. But maybe we should just focus on the mapping, because that's the new development. And right,
I would focus on the recommendations, because that's the important bit. So the important bit is the say the mandate, so people understand why.
Okay.
Say you got a bit on the board resolution, a bit on the charter of the working group that it is limited, and say go more into detail with regard to the recommendations.
Understood.
And what, the background of the recommendations.
Right. Okay.
And then you can highlight some sections in the report.
And I think we could also highlight the fact that some of the CCs stopped wildcarding doing all work. That's I think, very significant outcome of this.
Or maybe.
That's one. And include that as a note in the recommendations.
Yeah.
It's part of the bit on the dialogue, but maybe make it more even more explicit that dialogue works.
Yep.
People stop using it.
So, if there is no other business, I think we are done, and we could, start to work. We could leave Katy to work, not to disturb her. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.